are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm a little confused here. Now they're saying that O.J. Simpson did not kill his ex-wife, Nicole Simpson, or Goldman, but another gentleman, a Glenn Rogers, did. Apparently there's a documentary that's supposed to be airing this week on Investigation Discovery, in which Clay, the brother of Glenn Rogers, says that his brother, who was currently on death row for another murder, is responsible for the 1994 deaths of Nicole Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman. Apparently, Rogers, according to the brother, confessed to the Brown-Goldman killings after he was already in jail for the 1995 murders of Tina Marie Cribbs in Tampa and Sandra Gallagher in Los Angeles. He is also suspected of killing at least 10 others, and once claimed he had murdered 70 people. So we're talking about a serial killer on death row that the brother has, I guess, helped make a documentary called My Brother the Serial Killer, in which it's the brother who is at fault for the killings. Rogers reportedly provided receipts to cops that show he was working as a house painter in Los Angeles in 1994 when Brown was murdered. The documentary claims he told family members that he was working for Simpson and that he said she was rich and he was going to take her down. The brother also provided a detailed account of the Goldman Brown Simpson slayings to criminal profiler Anthony Maioli. Cincinnati.com reports that Rogers also knew O.J. Simpson, who paid the killer to steal a pair of earrings from her house. That's why Simpson never floated Rogers as a possible culprit, because he didn't want his own dealings with Rogers exposed. Now the brother says, I wasn't turning in my brother, I was turning in a serial killer. Now, I don't know if there's all this hype because they want people watching this. I'm just confused that something like this would only come out now. Really, people? What are you going to do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It looks like the average credit card user in the United States owes $5,000. I'm over that. My credit card debt is horrible. They say Americans have used their credit cards so much that the average American owes $5,000 on their credit cards. They said average credit card debt per borrower in the United States grew 4.9% in the July to September period from a year earlier, and it rose to close to $5,000. They say at the same time, the rate of credit card payments at least 90 days overdue hit 0.75%, up 0.71% in the third quarter. You'd think more people would be having trouble paying their credit cards. During the last recession, many Americans, the last recession was, the big one, well, the 80s, and then there was one in the 90s. So, yeah, I guess credit cards were still in very wide use. See, I think this time around, people overdid it with their credit cards. I think people realized that the debt was just so bad that they're going to file bankruptcy anyway, so they might as well use their credit cards. They say during the last recession, many Americans reined in spending in favor of paying off debt, particularly credit card balances. The housing downturn also prompted many homeowners to make paying their credit card accounts on time a priority at the expense of their mortgage payments. They don't know why the trend is changing. They say Americans are also carrying higher card balances, although the third quarter increase could be due to seasonal factors, maybe back to school shopping, summer vacations, etc. I'm surprised it's only $5,000. Many of these credit cards have $10,000 limits, and I'm sure many people are pretty close to that. In terms of credit scores and credit history, I think many of us, unfortunately, have hurt our credit score. I mean, I still tried to pay my bills on time, and I think my credit score is still fairly decent. I'm just frustrated because when I needed more money from the bank, and we've talked about this, they wouldn't let any of us borrow when my credit score was perfect. Absolutely perfect. Now, unfortunately, my credit score My credit score goes down every time I get a medical bill. I pay my medical bills, but for some reason, people in the medical business, they send you to collections pretty quickly. And so Quest or LabCorp have sent me to collections before I even get a bill. So I'm guessing the reason why I have dings in my credit is because of that. But we've had to let a lot of things go in terms of things that we were paying for. And I don't really see the recession getting better. You got Hostess closing down. You got Kaiser cutting jobs. You still have companies firing. You do. Now, maybe there are companies out there hiring. You know, please let us know so we can announce it to you guys. So you guys could go and, you know, try to apply for a job. But I think a lot of us look at debt a little differently and than we used to. And I think so many of us realize that it is so overwhelming that it's not worth getting sick over. For example, these students coming out of college with debt, not getting jobs, looking at this whole fiscal cliff. You know, I think many people are saying, look, everyone's in debt. Okay? We're all in debt. I mean, unfortunately, I have that talk with many of my patients, right? They don't have insurance, yet they're having chest pain. I go to the hospital. No, I don't want to go to the hospital because I can't afford it. Now, good for you for having that type of financial ethic. You know, not wanting to spend money on something you can't afford. However, it's not worth losing your life over. Okay? You can always pay payments to these hospitals. You can always work out a payment plan. But by no means should you not take care of yourself because you're worried about debt. Don't let debt kill you. Now, do I think a lot of kids overspend? Do I think a lot of us overspend? Absolutely. I think many of us are still in cars or houses or apartments that are beyond our means. Now that we know that the job market is still so fragile, I don't think we could predict that we're going to have 6 months of income or a year of income, which is kind of what you need to do, unfortunately, whenever you do take on these loans. You need to, you know, be able to predict the future with your particular vendor and a lender. You know, when you say, yeah, I want to buy this car, even if it's used, but this is my job and it's a good job. What's a good job anymore? Right? How many of you have had a job for over 2-3 years in this recession? Not many of you. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Sally.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is November 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,725.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,768.07, $884.03 for a half ounce, and $442.02 for a quarter ounce. $1,768.07, $884.03, and $442.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember.
Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% set off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, drdaliah.com, or of course follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Dr. Dahlia Show, very easy to find on Facebook. Don't forget to find us there. So I just had a fabulous trip to New Orleans. We had a talk radio boot camp done by Don Anthony and Gabe Hobbs. A phenomenal place to have a radio convention. I've never been to New Orleans. It was phenomenal. Beautiful city. Great weather. I mean, November, you can't beat it. No rain. It was a little cold. We wore jackets, but I mean, it was sunny. It was beautiful. And what a gorgeous city. If you've never been, you need to see it. We decided to drive up the Garden District and you could see these houses kind of with the southern flair, little Victorian, little colonial, but every house was a different color. And it was gorgeous. Now, mind you, I really dig the whole back east colonial type thing, but many of the houses, like they're all in brick, or they're very similar in color. In Vegas, you got the track homes. So a lot of times it's the same two, three colors. Brown, beige, mauve. Brown, beige, mauve. So you just gotta drive and you just see the same colors all along. So you go to New Orleans, you got a green house, a blue house, a white house. I mean, it was exquisite. And it didn't have that Miami look. You know where I really dig Miami. It's fun. But it wasn't like the pink and blues. It was New Orleans. It just had, and it wasn't a Mardi Gras. The houses didn't have the, you know, the dark green or purple by any means. It was just a phenomenal area. French Quarter was gorgeous. We were very fortunate, though, to fly this week and not during Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, it sounds like it's going to be crazy. I guess the LAX union workers are threatening to strike the day before. I don't know if that's going to still continue or not, but pretty frightening stuff. So for those of you that have to travel, of course, safe travels. Now, this study came out. Apparently, ABC's 2020 had records or were able to obtain records that showed FDA health violation that occur in, I guess, airplane food prep areas. They say inspections of airlines and outside caterers conducted by the FDA have revealed facilities crawling with mice, roaches, and ants. And food preparation areas, they say, were swarming with flies. According to ABC's 2020, the federal agency said that significant problems were found at a much higher rate than in other industries that it inspects. I'm looking at pictures here. This is disgusting. The FDA reported evidence of mice on Delta Airline planes. In response, the carrier released a statement calling the findings a quote-unquote isolated incident. See, that's the problem. I mean, you know, you have a rat, you own a restaurant, and a rat scurries by. You will forever be branded as the restaurant that has rats. You know that. You have to hope that generations die off until somebody can remember, somebody can decide to go back to your place. So apparently Delta Airlines is saying this rat episode was an isolated incident. The statement goes on to say that the inspections, some of them dating back to 2009, were conducted in lavatory service trucks and aircraft potable water, and the problems uncovered by the agency have since been addressed. So they're saying that the rats were in the lavatory service trucks. Is that what they're saying? They say insects were also found inside the facilities of LSG Sky Chefs. Do you guys ever notice Sky Chefs? I never get a meal on a plane. Maybe it's because I'm always in coach. But you'll see Sky Chefs elevate up, right? It's like this big box to the plane. And you're looking and you're like, Sky Chefs? There must be meals in there. And you don't know what the heck the meals are because you don't get any meals and there's not enough people in first class. Why do they need a whole, you know, Sky Chef truck to load up the plane? But I guess LSG Sky Chefs provides food for several airlines. According to the FDA records, inspectors have observed ants crawling over discarded food, flies both dead and alive, and roaches through the company's food preparation facilities. The company issued a statement saying that after being issued a warning letter by the FDA, LSG immediately addressed the problems to ensure complete compliance. The catering service, I don't know why they call themselves a catering service because I never get fed, added that food safety and quality are number one priority. Thank you very much. Another company, the Gate Gourmet. We've seen Gate Gourmet, another airline food provider. According to FDA records, they say facilities were said to be crawling with gnats, too numerous to count, as well as roaches. They also indicate that several company inspectors found other violations like filthy cooking areas, old and moldy products, and employees not washing their hands. For example, Gate Gourmet facilities, food was left outside refrigerators and utensils were stacked on dirty racks. Now, this is being reported by Mail Online, and from what I understand, ABC's 2020. Now, this isn't the first time we've heard that our airline food may not be pristine. By the way, if you think you're in first class, that doesn't protect you. Remember, coach doesn't get to eat. So if we're talking about any sort of catering service or, excuse me, food service, it's you guys. In 2010, USA Today obtained FDA records. Looking at a similar picture, they said food being stored at improper temperatures, dirty equipment, signs of improper pest control, cockroaches, flies, and mice. Catering companies told ABC that they take food sanitation very seriously and make sure to address problems at once. They serve tens of millions of meals a year, both at home and abroad, without any incident. Just because somebody doesn't get sick, all right, doesn't mean that what you're doing is right. But if they're claiming they're fixing it, we got to believe them. Passengers who spend several hundred dollars extra to fly first class just to get a meal, keep in mind, people, keep in mind that that may not be you. Now, what was this? They say, according to Roy Costa, a food industry consultant and former food inspector, filet mignon presented on a China platter may suffer the same problems as the gray mystery meat patty served on a plastic tray in Coach. I could believe that. I mean, my problem with this is, okay, now I've worked in a restaurant, so I know the crap that goes on. I've waited tables. I know what happens in restaurants. I'm not stupid. None of us are stupid. We try not to think about it. We try to go on our merry way and go on our merry day, you know, not trying to think about it, but we know. The problem is the same half-ass type of work ethic we're seeing with workers at these places, we're also seeing at sterile compounding pharmacies, i.e. like what happened with the meningitis outbreak. And I think this is a global problem where people don't care. They do their job and that's it. And this is something we probably need to spend time on. Many jobs and careers are completely different than what they were years ago. You used to want to do a damn good job. You used to want to shine. You wanted to stand out. You wanted to get promoted. You wanted to show that working off hours was not a problem because you were doing it for the job, the greater good of the company. You don't see that more. You see people just going to get a paycheck. I mean, not the best example, but my husband decided to pick up some pizza when we were in Orleans because we were tired of spending $40-$50 on a meal every time we were, taking the kids out to eat. And apparently one of the kids, because I wasn't around, decided to ask Dad and talk Dad into getting chicken wings. So the gentleman who was at the pizza counter, when my husband goes, "Oh, you know what? We need some chicken wings too." The look of disappointment on this guy's face, and he goes, "Oh, that's going to take a lot more time." And my husband realized he has somebody in front of him that really doesn't want to cook the food, or I guess whatever you do with the chicken wings, microwave and whatever. He says, "You know what? We'll take the pizza. That's fine. Thank you." But I see that more and more often. The person working behind the counter or behind the desk will actually dissuade you from product or dissuade you from services because they're lazy. That happened to me on Black Friday years ago. I told you guys the reason why I can't stand Black Friday is because the day before Black Friday on Wednesday, Wednesday, I wanted to get a bike before prices went up Black Friday, which I think is what happens, and before the bike got taken. And I wanted to get a Spider-Man bike for one of my boys who was young at the time. And I asked a gentleman to help me, and he goes, no, come back at 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Come back, it's going to be cheaper. Well, I came back at 6 a.m., on Black Friday, not only was the bike gone, but the prices were $20 more for the bicycles. So I'm getting tired of seeing employees have this, "I don't want to break my butt" attitude. Now, it affects all of us because if they're going to be half-assed with serving you a product, you think they're going to be 100% with being clean? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. So, you know, we were talking about how airlines, I know, you know, we're coming into holiday season. Many of you are going to be flying. So we were talking about how 2020 had reported they had gotten some FDA reports on what was going on behind the scenes with these airlines and food, gnats and ants, et cetera. And even though the airline companies and the catering companies said they cleaned up their act, you know, we kind of extrapolated this to a topic of how workers could let this happen and why we have a I don't care attitude. Now, one thing that has shocked me is as we are in one of the biggest recessions that many of us have ever worked in or seen, don't you think people would be afraid to lose their job? I have seen probably in the last few years the worst work ethic, I think, as a whole in places of business than I had before the recession. And I talk about this on the show a lot. I'm really confused because you would think you would want to do a damn good job, show your boss you're trying, be a good worker so you can keep your spot. You could keep your place. You could keep your job. And I can't tell you how many times we run into people. Now, mind you, we were in New Orleans and we went to a restaurant and the waiter was absolutely phenomenal. He wanted to make sure everything was good. I just think that was New Orleans hospitality. And the New Orleans hospitality is phenomenal. But we did go into a pizza place. My husband did when I was at the conference, et cetera. You know, where, you know, the worker that was there behind the counter was like, you know, oh, really? I got to make you chicken wings now type of thing. So my husband's like, never mind. Don't worry about it. But I see that a lot. I see, you know, and my husband gets more frustrated than I. Me, I've worked in so many jobs. I've waited tables. I've taught. I've worked in labs. I've done so many different types of jobs. I see the various degrees of work ethic. But you see, my husband, he goes, I don't understand that. They just lost a sale. I go, but the worker doesn't care anymore. Many of these employees, you would think would care, that want to make the sale. And they don't. And my husband doesn't get that. You know, he just, it shocks him. And, you know, I tell him, you have a lot of, you know, employees that they dislike their job. And when they dislike their job, they may not bend over backwards. But is it all the employees' faults? Is it the employer? You know, I mean, we talk about this a lot when we discuss what we're going through with the recession. I know some of you probably think the recession is over. I don't. I'm still seeing layoffs. Hostess is a good example of one. But think about what has been done to many of us who did do a good job, who did put in the extra time, who did bust our butts. We got fired anyway. So what I find extremely unfortunate is we have a very negative employee-employer type of relationship. And I think one of the symptoms of that is this halfway behavior done at the New England Compounding Pharmacy in Framingham, right, with the meningitis outbreak that resulted, or these bugs and gnats and flies they're discussing, which I find disgusting, you know, with the airline food preparation. All right. If an employee can't stand his employer and the fact that the employer could fire him at any time and that his months of service or weeks of service or years of service may mean nothing. All right. That attitude shouldn't, but I think it is pervading and it is extending to their daily work, as you can see. All right. And then on the other hand, employers, they're like, well, I have employees that don't care. They're just coming in for a paycheck. Why should I break my butt? Now, Obamacare is not helping the employee-employer relationship. Every employee is looked upon now as a taxable liability. Now, yes, it's always been that way. When you have a workman's comp as an employer, you have to pay your premiums based on employees, based on what they make. So the more your employees make, the more you get charged, not to mention your Social Security taxes, etc. And but Obamacare just, you know, rubs salt into the wound. So you have employers that, you know, are looking at Obamacare as the destruction of their bottom line, but they can't lash out at President Obama. He just got reelected. So they're going to lash out at the employees. Don't you think an employer would really care about you and your family's health? Don't you think they would? Well, they used to, but not anymore. Now that government is forcing employers to get involved with your health care, that's just one more negative nail in the coffin. So I don't know how to improve employee-employer relations. You know, I've had, I think, some of the most phenomenal staff I could ask for. Absolutely. I am very blessed with the staff I have. But in the past, we have staff where they cannot wait to get out of there. You know, I mean, there's a patient on the phone wanting her results, right, because she had a stat exam done and the radiology company let her go without giving her her results. 5 o'clock comes and you see the nurses scratching to get out the door. And I'm like, but you got a patient that wants to know and I want to know, you know, what is going on with the CAT scan? Do I have to send it to the hospital or not? You know, in a medical facility, you hope that your employees do care. You want your employees to care anywhere. I mean, food preparation, et cetera. I mean, people can get sick and die in so many types of jobs that you have your employees. But you think with the healthcare field, your staff will actually grow fond of the patients. They don't have to love them by any means, but want to extend the information that they're asking for. And so usually in the medical field, we're blessed having more compassionate people. But I would be lying if I didn't admit to you that we've had nurses that just couldn't wait to get the heck out. We had a nurse that stole the Valium out of the stat kit. She stole the Valium out of the stat kit for herself. Don't you think you'd want Valium there for somebody who needs it? So, and it doesn't matter how well you pay them. It doesn't matter how nice you are to them. You got just some people that just don't care. So, you know, when you do decide to eat anywhere or you do decide to go into an office, et cetera, you know, get an idea. You could kind of get an idea at who is, you know, greeting you, if they're happy with their job or not. If they look like you walking in is the biggest nuisance that could possibly happen to them in the latest 4 hours, I would walk out and I would tell the manager that they have a staff member that really didn't appear to want them there. We had to fire one of our front desk years ago. I had no idea that she was being rude to them. She would give me a nice happy face, but she was being mean. And if it wasn't for my patients writing me letters, after I got two letters of the same thing, I kind of interviewed the other staff and they go, you don't know she's been doing that? I go, of course I haven't been doing it. I haven't. No, nobody's been telling me. Oh, we fired her on the spot. Why would you have somebody make your customers feel like they are a nuisance to her, making her job more difficult? But unfortunately, behavior like that just deepens the gap and, you know, deepens the truck between employers and employees. So, we're seeing halfway work done. We're seeing lack of cleanliness, lack of sanitation. I told you guys what I noticed, when I was waiting tables. Many of you have heard the story, so I apologize if you're bored with the story, but this holds true for any place. I was in a hurry after work. I was waiting tables when I was in medical school. Waiting tables, everybody was going to be somewhere at 11:30. I had to do my side work. I had the longest amount of side work that particular night because it was my turn. I'm trying to cover up the salad dressing, and I accidentally cut myself on the plastic wrap serrated area. I didn't realize it until I saw drops of red in the salad dressing, the big bins of salad dressing. So immediately I dumped it out, wrapped my hand up, and I stayed an extra half hour to prepare the salad dressing. Imagine somebody who didn't have any work ethic and was there by themselves. They could have very easily just mixed that blood in there and left. And that's what I think happens at a lot of these places. So just make sure you're going where you think the workers are happy, or if not, cook at home. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now. 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you ever miss any of the Dr. Dolly Show, please go to my website. We have an on-demand button. You can listen anytime that you want. Also, it connects you with archives and podcasts. Earlier today, we talked about a sciatica-like syndrome called the piriformis syndrome. It's where a muscle spasms surrounding the sciatic muscle, causing it to irritate. It acts like sciatica pain, but it's treated a little differently. So we spent some time talking about that. We also spent some time talking about Steven Johnson syndrome. Apparently one of our callers had a 16-year-old nephew who started out having a fever, sore throat, muscle aches, was given antibiotics, didn't get better. Well, originally was thought it was the flu, didn't get better, went back, got antibiotics, still not better. And he actually started to desquamate, where you started to lose shed skin, get blisters in the nose and mouth, had to be admitted to the hospital, get IV fluid. Steven Johnson syndrome, we spent some time talking about. Pretty scary stuff, could actually kill in some of the cases, especially if it recurs. But many times people do well. It's very miserable, where your immune system attacks your mucous membranes in your skin, either because of an antibiotic that got in the system, or a fever, or a flu, I should say a flu, or a virus, or something. Well, I did call the uncle, Larry. Apparently his nephew is doing better, and thank God, but scared the heck out of the family. So we spent some time talking about that. We also spent some time talking about five-hour energy drinks, and why they could be putting people at risk for death and hospitalizations, even though that is being investigated. My concern is the amount of caffeine. Could be as much as 2 cups of coffee in just one shot. We talk about how to take in your caffeine. Caffeine has to be taken in slowly, all right, just like with coffee. You sip on your coffee, the amount of caffeine you're taking in with that coffee, especially 2 cups of coffee, that could be over an hour, maybe over 2 hours. Yet you throw this 5-hour energy or these caffeine pills into your system pretty quickly, it could be one huge bolus that could put you into abnormal heart rhythms. They believe even possibly a heart attack. So FDA is investigating them. So you can see we had a very, very busy day. I think we even talked about hemorrhoids. So if you do miss any of the Dr. Dahlia Show, you go to our website and check that out. Also, while you are on our website, don't forget to check out the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise. We are going to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle. It is going to be a phenomenal trip, returning back July 5th, leaving for a week. It is going to be exquisite up there. Go to my website to check that out. We would definitely want you to come and join us. When you guys are on Twitter a little bit later today, don't forget to follow us at Dr. Dahlia. And, of course, please follow us on Facebook, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. You can also email us your medical questions if for some reason we are not on live when you listen to us. All right, so kids are becoming more and more anxious. Well, they're turning to steroids, it looks like, to bulk up. They're turning to protein shakes. They're turning to 5-hour energy. And apparently researchers said, what if we have kids watch cartoons, and will that decrease their anxiety? Well, actually, they found that watching cartoons decreased these kids' anxiety before going into surgery. That's a way to have kids. That's a way to have a good sample size, a way to control watcher behavior. So the study looked at 130 children in South Korea, aged 3 to 7, who were kind of undergoing routine surgical procedures like tonsillectomy. In a pre-surgery waiting area, one group was allowed to watch the cartoon of their choice, while another group was allowed to play with their favorite toy. The third group received no special treatment. They were probably just given the informed consent, told them to break out a thesaurus or a dictionary, read through it, and ask their mommy if they had any questions. That was my guess. Anyway, anxiety scores in the waiting area were lowest among the children who got to play with a toy. But, before being moved to the operating room, anxiety scores were lowest for the children who watch their favorite cartoon. Apparently, a Power Rangers cartoon with these Korean kids was the most popular choice. In the operating room, 43% of children who watched the cartoon had little or no anxiety, compared with 23% of those who brought a toy and 7% of those who received no special treatment. So they say cartoon distraction is inexpensive. It's obviously safer than Valium. Obviously easier to administer, and these people, why can't we do that during pap smears? Why can't we have cartoons on or something? Because nobody likes getting pap smears, and they don't like going to the dentist either. They say watching cartoons may reduce anxiety by distracting children. They noted that anxiety before surgery can be a major problem, causing emotional trauma for both children and their parents. In some cases, the study author said anxiety before surgery can lead to lasting behavioral problems like separation anxiety, aggressiveness, and nightmares. See, in the olden days, doctors would get to go in with their kids. I couldn't stand that, saying goodbye to my kids as they're being rolled away crying. That was horrible. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Not that I think a cartoon is really going to solve the problem, but it should help. All right, there is a woman who claims she was fired from her job after she developed breast cancer, has filed a lawsuit seeking at least $6 million from her former bosses. I wonder if this is similar to a story we talked about a few months ago. Susan Vinci Lucero was the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Product Management for Good Technology, and apparently the only woman holding a senior-level executive role. 3 months ago, she was diagnosed with breast cancer and claimed she was let go by the California-based firm during her chemo because her illness was deemed, quote-unquote, disruptive. She said, they fired me. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't predict it. She said, they told her, we want someone here all the time, not someone going to doctor's appointments. They said it was bad for business, that my comings and goings are disruptive to the team. She produces, or the company produces, mobile enterprise technology for companies. She said, or the company says they did not fire her. And in fact, Vinci Lucero resigned. Now, firing an employee could violate a number of laws, including California Family Rights Act. Vice President claims that before she became sick, she was working well, with good reviews, had received a full bonus for her work at the end of 2011. When she returned from her surgery after a diagnosis, she was told to go home and had a horrible conversation with HR. They claimed that her boss had deemed her work below par, and she was offered a severance package, but at no point was given the option to retain her job. All right, so what's going on here? Well, it shows. I mean, you let somebody go, okay, who was just diagnosed with cancer. They're going to turn around and sue, and many of us wouldn't blame them. If it happened the way she said, that's horrible. And that just, again, depicts what we're talking about with employer-employee relations. If they fired her for another reason, they're going to have to then supply some proof. There's always the burden of proof on the employer, always. And so the company says they are not free to discuss private matters. Again, this is just another example of why we have a horrible system, in which we have employers pay for people's health insurance. We have employers in control of your financial destiny, obviously, but also your health destiny. But you have employers that, if they need productive people, and if somebody isn't being productive, they could get sued for letting you go. Does an employer have a right to fire you if you're unproductive? I mean, let's say they did fire her. Let's say her productivity did plummet. I mean, going through chemo is exhausting. All right? I could not imagine having my same stamina, God forbid, if I had been going through chemo. What if her productivity was horrible? What if other coworkers are like, I don't get it. She gets to have time off. She gets to always leave work for her doctor's appointments, but we don't. What if that is the case? Does the employer have a right to let somebody go? I mean, being a patient myself, being an employer, being a doctor, you know, I want to take her side. That's ridiculous. She has cancer. They need to, you know, they need to protect her. They need to stand by her, etc. But what if this is a company where the job really needs to get done? Are they allowed to demote her? Are they allowed to put her in a job that's less intensive? Or will they get sued for that, too? This is going to be interesting to see what happens. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. But most of all, be safe and God bless.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.